Hey everyone, welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, lately life's felt a bit like riding a roller coaster on a stormy day. You know that feeling when one minute you're soaring high, laughing along, and the next, bam. The track dips down, twists around, and you're hanging on to for dear life. But guess what? It's all part of the ride, right? And today, we're diving into something super important. Building that inner muscle resilience so you can not only handle those roller coaster drops but actually use them as launchpads to soar even higher. We're talking about how to cope with adversity, bounce back stronger, and learn from those bumps in the road. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs. Big ones, small ones, sometimes those knuckleball type things that leave you wondering what hit you. It could be anything, a career setback, relationship changes, personal challenges, or even just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. But the key is this. How we react to these challenges shapes our entire experience. First things first, acknowledging your feelings is crucial. Don't bottle them up. Whether it's frustration, sadness, anger, or even fear, allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Think of it like giving yourself permission to breathe deeply after a sprint. It's okay to have those moments, but don't let them define you. Remember that feeling when you finally conquer a tough workout. You're not defined by the sweat and struggle, but by that moment of triumph when you push through. Next up, shift your perspective. This one takes practice, I promise, but it's worth it. Instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, try viewing them as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every obstacle is a chance to learn something new about yourself, your strengths, and your capabilities. You might even discover hidden talents or resources you didn't know you had. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty amazing. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about making choices that support your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body in ways that feel good, connecting with loved ones, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember those moments when you're completely lost in something you love? Like getting absorbed in a good book, creating art, or losing yourself in a hike. These are powerful reminders of the importance of self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Just like a car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, so do we. And finally, never underestimate the power of reaching out for support. We are social creatures, and sometimes we need a helping hand, a listening ear, or just someone who understands what we're going through. Talk to friends, family, therapists, mentors, whoever feels safe and supportive. Sharing your struggles can actually lighten their weight and provide valuable perspective. Let me share a quick example. A friend of mine recently went through a tough breakup. It was like watching her world crumble for a while there. She felt lost, heartbroken, and unsure of what to do next. But instead of isolating herself, she reached out to her friends, journaled about her feelings, and started focusing on self-care activities that brought her joy. Slowly but surely, she began to heal and even found strength in her vulnerability. Remember, adversity doesn't define you, it shapes you. It's a chance to tap into your inner strength, learn valuable lessons, and emerge stronger than ever before. So the next time life throws you a curveball, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remember these key takeaways. Embrace your emotions, shift your perspective, prioritize self-care, and never hesitate to reach out for support. Now go out there and rock that roller coaster. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little extra resilience in their life. Until next time, keep letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.